श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हे गौरांग हे नित्यानंद जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा वेरी वेरी लाउडली Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Please very very loudly Krishna He Radha Madan Mohan Please help me He Gauranga Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare He Gopinath He Radharani help me Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare He Gauranga please help me He Nita He Madan Mohan Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He Madan Mohan ki jai. Krishna, Krishna, Jai Radhe Shyam. Everyone together, please, loudly.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Loudly, very very loudly.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Last time, very very loudly.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He Gauranga, Gaur Haribo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Gaura Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jayo Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jayo Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radhe. Jayo Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya 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 Prabhupada 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada Jai 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 Gurudev 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 Jai Jai Gurudev Shri Sanatan Goswami ki Jai Shri Prabhupada ki Jai Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gortvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratur Pangor Mamamanda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohana Divyad Vrindarane Kalpadrumadau Shri Madratnagara Sihasanastav Shishi Radha Shila Govinda Devu Prishtala Visevimanusmaram Shri Manra Sarasarambi Vansi Vata Tatastita Karishan Venusvaner Gopi Gopinatha Shriyasanam Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo 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 Hare Loudly please Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, the FM frequency is 102 and again I request the pilgrims are getting little blocked. Earlier there was objection by the temple management. Very rarely now we have the fortune of sitting in the premises and being able to have katha. So I request again the devotees, those who are sitting on that cement platform or the tiles, please move forward. All the devotees move forward and nobody should sit there and allow the pilgrims to flow smoothly in their parikrama. Please move forward, come forward and don't sit on that tiles area. Otherwise, this may be the last katha. We don't want that to happen.
Hare Krishna. My obeisances to all the assembled devotees. It's actually by the mercy of Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas that we can come to the holy dham. Yes, Maharaj was saying yesterday that we cannot come to Vrindavan by purchasing a ticket. How many of you came by train? How many came by flight? You are all speaking lies, because you can only come by Radharani's mercy, not by train or by flight. So it is the greatest fortune, as Sundarshyam Prabhu very nicely explained, that to be sitting at the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan. This Vrindavan atmosphere is filled with Krishna Bhakti, with the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Every molecule, every dust particle, every breeze that blows is carrying the mercy of the Supreme Lord and Srimati Radharani. So we should be in constant awareness of the great fortune. And as His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj very beautifully explained yesterday, at every moment we should be offering prayers for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. In very nice lecture, Prabhupada explains that what does it mean to stay in Vrindavan. I explained that to stay in Vrindavan means to take shelter of Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati Radharani. It's one thing to be physically in Vrindavan, that is very good. But really being in Vrindavan means to take shelter of Srimati Radharani, to take shelter of the causeless mercy of Radharani which comes through the parampara. When Srila Prabhupada left for America in Jaladuta in 1965, he wrote a very beautiful poem, which I am sure most of you know, where he explains the importance of the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Krishna tava punya habe bhai. In that song, Prabhupada explains, Krishna tava punya habe bhai, o punya koribe jabe, Radharani khushi habe. That my dear brothers, I declare emphatically that you will receive Krishna's mercy when Radharani is pleased with you. So the secret of getting Krishna's mercy is to get first Srimati Radharani's mercy. When I first came to Vrindavan, it was many, many years back, more than about...
Krishna devotees, please cooperate and don't block that path, else this will be the last kata. Earlier we have had objection by them. Don't block any of the path, otherwise kata will get interrupted. Come behind.
जो आगे वाले थोड़े पीछे हो जाओ, पीछे वाले आगे हो जाओ. वृंदावन में सब ऑल एक्सपांडिंग होता है, सो कृष्णा कैन फिल एंटायर यूनिवर्स ऑन द पिन ऑफ अ नीडल. सो कृष्णा इज टेस्टिंग योर टॉलरेंस.
टेक योर बैग्स ऑन योर लैप, डोंट कीप देम एंड ब्लॉक द पाथ. एंड वी रिक्वेस्ट माताजी, दैट पाथ आल्सो हैज टू बी
न्यू देम द हेल्प.
आप पहले बोला था ना,
क्षमा कर, वो खाली
दिस डिवोटीज कैन गो टू दैट साइड.
उसे बोला थी
दैट साइड लॉट ऑफ स्पेस इज देयर. बट प्रभु जी विल मे बी रिक्वायर लिटिल बिट टर्न अराउंड आल्सो, डोंट वरी, गो दैट साइड. सिट ओनली ऑन ग्रास, डोंट सिट ऑन दैट टाइल्स.
आज
महाराज जी बोलिए कि आप
ठीक है, उधर हो जाए फिर. ओके, हरे कृष्ण. Everything is part of Krishna's Leela. You have to accept it as the mercy of the Lord. So, I was explaining how we can only enter into the realm of Vrindavan by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So, Srila Prabhupada explains, O punya koribe jabe, Radharani khushi habe. That my dear brothers, you will receive Krishna's mercy that when Radharani is pleased with you. So how do we get the mercy of Srimati Radharani? Is by pleasing her servants, the devotees. All living beings are devotees of Krishna, but especially those who are surrendered to Krishna. By pleasing them, by serving them, we become eligible to receive the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So while we are here, we should constantly be in that prayerful mood. Every moment, like, you know, the famous story of Radha Kund. There is one story which His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj explains, that there was a she-jackal she was being tortured by stones, and the children were beating, throwing stones here and there. And finally, the jackal took shelter of Srimati Radharani. The jackal saw Sri Ram Prabhu. So the she-jackal took shelter of Srimati Radharani. She was being tortured by the children. There was fire built around them. And in that condition, she was thinking, I am helpless. The only hope is the mercy of Radharani. Because she was staying near to Radha Kund, so she loudly cried out for the mercy of Radharani by chanting, Radhe, Radhe. I think you did not have enough breakfast today. So please chant loudly, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe. And when Srimati Radharani heard this, because Srimati Radharani can never, she is so compassionate. She is more compassionate than millions of mothers put together in this material universe. How can Radharani ignore the call of a sincere devotee? So Radharani told Lalita Sakhi, Oh Lalite, please go and help. One of my servants is remembering me, calling me. Lalita Sakhi went and extinguished the fire and brought the she-jackal to the lotus feet of Radharani. And just by the touch of the lotus feet of Radharani, the jackal became purified and became a beautiful gopi. So Maharaj explained that this analogy, we are in this material world and we are being tormented by these threefold miseries, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidevik. This year there were so much floods in South India and Maharashtra, Pune especially. Sometimes too much flood, some places no rainfall, sometimes too much heat, sometimes too much cold. Sometimes too few people, sometimes too many people in yatra. These are also different kind of, it is adibhautik in one sense, but adidivya bhautik because it's not, it's spiritual world. Just take shelter of Srimati Radharani in all conditions. And how do we take shelter of Radharani? By taking shelter of the holy name. And we are beginning at Madan Mohan. Speak a little bit about the history of this temple. I'm sure most of you must be knowing. Sri Radha Madan Mohan is our first deity. As you know, in bhakti, there are three different stages. There is Sambandha, there is Abhideya, and then there is Prayojan. Sambandha means understanding our relationship with the Lord. Abhideya is practical devotional activities which help one in establishing our relationship. And Prayojan is the ultimate goal of life. So the deity for Sambandha Tattva is Sri Radha Madan Mohan. The deity for the Abhideya Tattva is Sri Radha Govinda Dev. And the deity for Prayojan is Sri Radha Gopinath. And Sambandha Acharya is Sri Sanatana Goswami. The Acharya for Abhideya is Rupa Goswami. And for Prayojan is Raghunath Das. It's interesting that Sanatana Goswami is the senior most and he is the acharya or the professor for the first stage of bhakti. And Raghunath Das Goswami is the junior most, but he is the acharya for the highest stage. There is no envy between Sanatana and Raghunath Das Goswami. Sanatana is not telling Raghunath, Are tu baad mein aaya, aage kaise badh gaya? How come you are getting higher post? You know? There is so much love. Like Radhanathma was explaining about Radha Damodar temple yesterday, that in Rupa Goswami Samadhi, all the six Goswamis would come together and they would discuss Krishna, Kirtana, Gana, Ratana, Parav, प्रेमामृत भोनिदिन. सनातन गोस्वामी लाइफ इज वेरी एग्जाम्पलरी विच वी कैनॉट सेपरेट फ्रॉम डिस्कशन ऑफ राधा मदन मोहन. ही इज द बेस्ट एग्जाम्पल फॉर ह्यूमिलिटी. एज वी नो देर आर फोर ग्रेट डिवोटीज हुम लॉर्ड चैतन्य सिलेक्टेड टू टीच अस फोर प्रिंसिपल्स. फॉर ह्यूमिलिटी ही चोज द ग्रेट शिला सनातन गोस्वामी. फॉर टॉलरेंस ही चोज शिला हरिदास ठाकुर. एंड फॉर बींग कंप्लीटली अनडिस्टर्ब्ड ही चोज रामानंद राय. And for completely straightforward nature, non-duplicious, he chose Damodar Pandit. So Sanatana Goswami is actually the guru for the entire Braja. Sanatana Goswami was, that's why Sanatana Goswami would do Govardhan Parikrama every day. And when he left the world, all the Brajabasis, they took that their guru is leaving, so they actually shaved their heads. The day of departure of Sanatana Goswami is called Mudiya Purnima, where they shave the head. And literally, lakhs of people do Govardhan Parikrama on that day, because Sanatana Goswami had so much love for Govardhan Parikrama. How many of you have been here on Sanatana Goswami disappearance day? I don't know whether we'll have time to go for the Samadhi. No, we are not. We are going after this. That's a very important part of this, to go to Sanatana Goswami's Samadhi. When he left, all the Brajabasis, they just shaved up. And they decided that this day, in honor of Sanatana Goswami, we will do Govardhan Parikrama. So the day of departure of... He will only disturb devotees who are sleeping, so... It happened in one of our yatras. At that time, big group was 700 devotees with Radhanath Maharaj. We were in Eka Chakra. Sundar Shyam Prabhu was also there probably. So, and suddenly, everybody caught up. And it was actually a small frog which had come. You remember? And Maharaj told that Lord Nityananda sent one of his associates to wake you up. You know. One thing about monkeys is, I was in Govardhan for one day. I just stayed very near to the temple, as much as this temple, that much distance from the hill, some guest house. And morning we were doing japa, and the whole day we were chanting. And so many monkeys would come, they would be all around. But they would not disturb, unless you disturb them. The one thing about monkeys is, don't look into their eyes. They can look into your eyes. But if you reciprocate, then... like I said, Nanda Dulal Prabhu was saying, sometimes the monkeys, they show their teeth. And sometimes you think, I will also show teeth then. Anyway, so coming back to this point I was explaining about Sanatana Goswami, he was so dear to the Vaishnavas. So, Sanatana Goswami actually is the incarnation of one of the Manjaris in the spiritual world. And these six Goswamis are associates of the Lord who came down to the earth to teach us the process of bhakti. Sanatana Goswami was born in what is now called Bangladesh. Although actually Sanatana Goswami, his brother Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they were originally from Karnataka. But because of some family dispute, some of their ancestors, one brother left the other brother and migrated to East Bengal. His name was Kumara Dev. He was at that time in Bangladesh when Rupa, Sanatan and Anupam were born. From the very beginning, they exhibited very extraordinary qualities, both materially and spiritually. They are very learned in the local languages, Sanskrit, Bengali, Persian. And they were their personality was so attractive, charming, that anybody who would see them, meet them once would become their fan in our language. You know? They would follow them, literally. So at that time, the Nawab Hussain Shah, who is none other than, in Krishna Leela, he is Jarasandha. Nawab Hussain Shah, his full name is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was Nawab Hussain Shah, Badshah, Alauddin, Badmash. the last name I have given out of love and affection. Because Badmash is very mild word actually. He performed a lot of atrocious activities. But we'll see in today. I don't have the time to discuss, but I'm sure Maharaj will explain that although Nawab Hussain Shah was such a cruel person, even he had the realization that Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Lord. There's one story when he's saying that Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Lord. So Nawab, he was told by people, if you make Roop and Sanatan your ministers, it'll be very, very easy for you to rule the Hindus. So he told them, I will give you the post of Prime Minister and Finance Minister. Now today, if you offer somebody this post, Prime Minister, Finance Minister, out of happiness, they may have heart attack, you know. You believe, suddenly you are told you are a minister, Prime Minister. But Nawab Roop Sanatan rejected it because they didn't want to be associated with a low-class meat-eater. But the Nawab threatened them that if you do not accept this post, then I will torture the Hindus. So Roop Sanatan accepted the post very unwillingly. Sanatan Goswami was given the name Sakar Mallik. Rupa Goswami was given the name Dabir Khas. And they were posted in Ramkeli. It's the kingdom, the capital of Nawab Hussain Shah. But in their minds, they were always thinking of Krishna. They had deities of Madan Mohan there also. And they had Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, replicas of Govardhan. So they served the Nawab for some time. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ramkeli. Lord Chaitanya was planning to come to Vrindavan. As Maharaj explained, in one of his attempted visits, he came to Ramkeli. And there, Roop and Sanatan met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incognito, in the night, dressed as ordinary persons, not dressed as ministers. And they fell down at the feet of the Lord and offered very beautiful prayers. I would like to spend some time discussing the prayers of Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they said, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Dayamai Patita Pavana Jaya Jaya Mahashay. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is Patita Pavan. Nicha Jati, Nicha Sangi, Kori, Nicha Karya. That we too are very degraded. We have been serving low-class lechers like Nawab Hussain Shah. Oh my Lord, you have delivered Jagai and Madhai. But for you, delivering Jagai and Madhai is not a big deal. We too are millions of times more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. Jagai and Madhai, although they were sinful, but they were always staying in the holy dham. You know, we go to Mayapur once in 2 years, but Jagai Madhai had eternal residence there. They were staying there. They were dham vasis. May not be ideal dham vasis, but they were staying. You see, we can learn from Roop and Sanatan how to see good things in others. They could see good even in Jagai Madhai. At least we can see in our devotees who are with us, you know. Not to see faults, but to see good things. Yesterday, Maharaj was explaining in the evening lecture. So they were glorifying Jagai Madhai. They said, Jagai and Madhai, they never committed, they did sinful activities, but they never served low-class people like we did. We too are millions of times more degraded. For us, to get your mercy is like a dwarf trying to touch the moon. There is no hope. But my Lord, please be kind. Because you are Patita Pavan. Patita Pavan hetu tomar avatar. Ama bhai patita jagat nahi ar. You have come to deliver the most fallen. And there is nobody more fallen than us. We too are millions of times more degraded than Jagai and Madhai. And if you analyze it rationally, it is, how is it possible that somebody can think like this? That's why bhakti is beyond rational logic. By logic we understand that this is beyond logic. How somebody like Sanatan Goswami is thinking himself to be so low. I will tell you one secret which Srila Prabhupada mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada explains how to get the mercy of Lord. Anybody would like to guess what is the secret? How to get the mercy of the Lord? Prabhupada says in that purport, he says, the more fallen one is, the more his eligibility to get the mercy of the Lord. The more fallen one is, the more one is eligible for the mercy of the Lord. In other words, if it's not that we have to be fallen, but we should think I am fallen. Now you may say, Prabhu, Jagai Madha is fallen, they committed 100 murders, I will just do one or two and I will get the mercy. A devotee thinks himself fallen. Like in this material world, if you want to get a scholarship, you know, when I was a student, and many of you are students here, or all of you were students earlier, so if you want to apply for a scholarship, they will ask, what is your father's income? So what should you say? Should you take more or less? Huh? Less. I also did the same thing. So the same way, when you go before the Lord, always speak about your bad qualities. Always glorify other devotees. The more you humble yourself before the Lord, the more you become eligible for the mercy. That's why this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtina. This verse is considered as the crest jewel of all verses. Kaviraj Goswami says you should put it around the neck like a kanti mala. And Sanatana Goswami was exhibiting this quality. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana, please control your humility. My heart breaks to see your humility. So, and then Lord Chaitanya put his lotus feet on the head of Rupa and Sanatana. And he gave them the name Sanatana and Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami told the Lord, my dear Lord, here millions of people are following you and you are going to Vrindavan. I think it is not appropriate. You should go to Vrindavan alone or with one assistant. And besides, this king, Nawab Hussain Shah, although he is very kind to you now, but after all he is a mlecha. And it is said in the Shastras that one cannot trust a politician or a meat eater. And Nawab had both these qualities. Today is kind to you, tomorrow he may not be. We know politicians, before elections and after elections, a lot of changes take place. So Sanatana Goswami advised the Lord, do not go to Vrindavan. So Lord said, I will, he did not respond. He went little more till Kanai Natshala and then he came back. He said, yes, what Sanatana is saying is all right. Lord Chaitanya had so much love for Sanatana, he respected his opinion. I'm just picking some stories here and there because we have limited time. Later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually Sanatana Goswami was put in jail by the Nawab. What was his fault? His fault was that he was reading Bhagavatam. That was his fault. The Nawab became very angry. You are giving up your duties. And he actually went on leave. He said he is sick. And then he was reading Bhagavatam. Sometimes we say, I am sick, so I will not attend Bhagavatam. That sounds very similar, you know. Like Raghunath Das would eat once in 3 days and we eat 3 times in 1 day. So Sanatana Goswami did not want to go on duty and Nawab became very angry. What rascal, you are saying that you are sick, but my physician have confirmed you are in good health. Sanatana said, sorry, I resigned from this job. But Nawab put him in jail and for 17 months he was in jail. This shows it's not easy in this material world. Even for liberated persons, there is so much difficulties. But difficulties are a blessing of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomara seva te jai te dukha sei to parama sukha. My dear Lord, whatever miseries and difficulties I am undergoing in my bhakti, that is the greatest blessing. Because that helps us to take shelter of Krishna. In this situation, Sanatana Goswami was remembering Krishna. Eventually, Rupa Goswami wrote him a letter that I have kept 10,000 gold coins. Please give it to the jail keeper and release and get yourself released. So Sanatana approached the jail keeper and told him that, you remember previously I was the prime minister, you were under me. Now I am under you. please now help me come out of the jail. Anybody who helps others become free from difficulties, the Lord helps them. And here are 5,000 gold coins. By seeing the gold coins, his mercy became awakened. And he said, yes, I will definitely release you. But the problem is, the Nawab, he will ask me question, Sanatan kotha gela? Where is Sanatan? What shall I reply? So Sanatan Goswami said, don't worry. You tell him that I went to pass stool on the bank of the Ganga and I fell down and we could not find his body also. And here are 2,000 extra gold coins. It's a mercy proportional to gold coins. You know, they became supremely merciful. And Sanatan Goswami told him that, don't worry, I will go from here to Mecca. He could not say, I'll go to Vrindavan. So he said, Mecca, because that's what he could understand. So Sanatan Goswami then escaped. And we know the story, there was one assistant with him, whose name was Ishan, yes. Ishan had kept some 8 gold coins. He had some faith, but not full faith in Krishna. So you're thinking, just in case, you know, the money does not come, the ATM center is not open, so I should have some money with me. They came to a hotel keeper, they wanted to take rest there, and the hotel keeper had some astrologer with him who could predict how much money the other person is carrying. Luckily, we don't have such astrologers today, and then he could find out what he's carrying. So when Sanatan went to ask for a room, the hotel keeper said, oh, please come, aye, aye, ji hajur, ji khajur, please come. You know, what can I do for you? And Sanatan Goswami could understand, because he had been a minister. You have to be a diplomatic person to be a minister. Diplomacy is not wrong, but it should be used for Krishna's service, not for personal sense gratification. So Sanatan Goswami, he was doubtful. You know, janna pehchan tu mera mehman, you know. Or in Bengali, there is a saying. What is that saying? Ati bhakti chorera lakshan. Yes. Too much devotion is a sign of thief. So Sanatan Goswami had doubts. He asked his son, Ishan, kichu dravya ache? Do you have some money? Ishan could not say lies. He said, I have 7 gold coins. Still he was hiding one. Why are you carrying this death knell with you? Do you know we can be killed because of this? Give him the money. So he took out the money and gave it to the hotel keeper. The hotel keeper was very happy. He said, I was going to kill you for this. I'm glad you gave it, but now please take the money also and I will help you anyways. Sanatan said, if you don't take the money, somebody else will come to kill you. So he gave all the money and then Sanatan escaped. And then he was walking all throughout. He was on his way to Varanasi. Lord Chaitanya was staying in Varanasi. And on the way he met his brother-in-law, whose name was Shrikant. Anupam is his brother, but brother-in-law. So you are brahmachari, so you only know brother. Brother-in-law, he met him. And the brother-in-law said, oh, where are you going? I have some money, I can help you. No, I don't want anything. Please, here, take this new blanket. So he gave Sanatan Goswami the new blanket. And Sanatan came running. You know, he was being chased by policemen. The Nawab has sent his guards to chase. So he was running for almost 1 month. And then when he reached Varanasi, he knew Lord Chaitanya is the house of Chandrasekhar. And Lord Chaitanya is the Paramatma. The door was closed. But Lord Chaitanya told Chandrasekhar, just see, some sadhu has come. Please call him inside. So he went outside and saw Sanatan, but he could not recognize him as a sadhu. He saw that Sanatan had long hairs and, you know, beard, mustache, and was wearing black clothes like a prisoner. So he could not believe. He said, there's no sadhu outside. Then Lord Chaitanya said, is there anybody there? Yes, one Musalman fakir is there. So Lord Chaitanya said, please call him inside. So Chandrasekhar said, oh, Musalman fakir, please come inside. And Sanatan came and Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He went to embrace Sanatan. Sanatan said, my Lord, please, I am impure. Please do not touch me. This happened several times, not only in Varanasi, but in Jagannath Puri also. Lord loves his devotees so much. How can the Lord not love somebody who is so much surrendered to him? Lord loves everybody, but one who surrenders to him, he is the heart and soul. Like Lord Narayan is telling Ambarish Durvasa Muni, sadhus are in my heart. Sadhu hridayam mayam. Sadhus are in my heart. I am in the heart of my devotees. Devotees do not know anything else except me. I do not know anything else except me. Like yesterday, Maharaj was explaining how the devotee conquers the Lord. The most amazing quality of the Supreme Lord is he becomes subordinate to his devotee. In Vrindavan, Krishna becomes conquered by the ropes of Mother Yashoda. So Sanatan, Lord Chaitanya wanted to embrace him. And Lord Chaitanya spoke that beautiful verse. He said, the perfection of the eyes is to see a devotee like you. The perfection of the sense of touch is to touch the feet of the devotees like you. And the perfection of the tongue is to glorify devotees like you. And Lord Chaitanya told, please make him a gentleman to get new clothes and shave up. Sanatana Goswami shaved up. I remember one lecture Prabhupada was giving in New York. And Prabhupada told in the lecture very gravely, so, Lord Chaitanya has come to save you. Lord Chaitanya has come to save you. And devotees, because Prabhupada's pronunciation, Bengali pronunciation, a little difficult for devotees from America. So they asked Prabhupada, what did you say? Lord Chaitanya has come to save us or shave us? So Prabhupada very gravely said, he has come to save you. But then he saw many hippies were there. He said, he has come to save you and also shave you. So Lord Chaitanya did not like, so Sanatana Goswami got himself shaved. And Lord Chaitanya offered him new clothes. Sanatana said, no, just give me one old dhoti. And he made two parts out of it, one for putting up, one down. And here is a person who has been prime minister. Can you imagine? Like, he has control over the whole kingdom practically. In our language, he is like multi-millionaire. But now he is like a beggar. Only a pure devotee can be unaffected by sudden drastic changes. Tektva turnam shesha mandalapati shrenim sada tuchyavat bhutva dhina ganesha kau karunaya kopina kanthashrita. It's a glorification of the six Goswamis by Srinivas Acharya. They abandoned everything. And it's not like they had to struggle to give up attachments. When you lose something, I remember once I lost my laptop in the flight in one airport security check. And for almost 2-3 weeks I was suffering from separation, you know. Kotha gela mora laptop, you know. And more than the laptop was 5 years old. That means, you know, new laptop is 20,000. This was hardly 5-10,000. But the attachment is so strong. Especially because the data, there were a lot of lectures which I had kept. So then I prayed to Balaji in Tirupati. Can you imagine? My Lord, I don't want material things. I don't want money. I don't want women. But I want my laptop. Because it had all of Radhanath Maharaj's lectures and videos and, you know, Prabhupada and so many other sannyasa. And actually I did not go to Tirupati Balaji, but the Radha Govind Balaji, because Tirupati Balaji is not much time to pray. So, but I indicated in that direction. And I told the Lord that if you give back the laptop, I will speak about it in the classes. I prayed at Mangal Arati and at 7:30 I finished my japa and I got a call, your laptop has been found, you know. So what we learn is two things. First is how material attachment is so strong, even for brahmachari, and Lord answers prayers, even materialistic prayers. So, but Sanatana Goswami gave it up so easily. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a king of a jamindar. Practically he was like, again, multi-millionaire, billionaire. But he gave up everything. You find a similar person in Indian history, one lawyer, C.R. Das, who was also very obviously opulent. But because of the British, to show non-cooperation to British government, he was told to give up the job and they paid him some token amount, 125 rupees per month in those times. But because he was accustomed to luxury, he could not live with a small amount, he committed suicide. But Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were so happy. They were staying in Vrindavan, always under different trees. I remember Giriraj Maharaj was telling the story that once he was in Mayapur and he was Brahmachari, so they would sleep in a hall, common hall. And he would always sleep under one fan, just like that. Some devotee told Prabhuji, if you sleep under one fan, you'll become attached to the fan. You'll become fan of the fan. So from that day, Maharaj decided to sleep under a different fan every day. So material attachment is very difficult to give up. It's only possible by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So we can pray while in the dham. Think all of you had darshan of Madan Mohan already? Then on the way when you'll be seeing, just pray to Madan Mohan. Madana Mohana means when you can conquer Kamadev. We are all being disturbed by material desires, especially lust. But Madana Mohana means he is so beautiful that he can conquer our hearts. You can pray to Madana Mohan, please, please conquer my heart. Please make me attached to your lotus feet and to your holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Sanatana Goswami then stayed in Varanasi for almost 2 months. At that time, he had that new blanket which was given by Srikanta. And Lord Chaitanya was just not liking that blanket, but didn't say anything. He was just like giving a very strange look. Hindi mein bolte hain, samajhne wale ke liye ishara kafi hai. Just that indication. Sanatana Goswami went to the bank of the Ganga and he told the dhobi, please take this new blanket and give me your old blanket. Dhobi could not believe. And he said, why are you joking? Why are you making fun of my poverty-stricken condition? He said, no, I really mean it. And he gave the new blanket and brought the old. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy. He said, Sanatan, tomara bhota kambal kotha gela? Where is your old blanket? Then Sanatan explained, I gave it to the Lord Chaitanya. Very happy. He said, now you have given up everything. Why maintain attachment for a small thing? And then it was on the holy bank of the river Ganga in Varanasi that Lord Chaitanya instructed Sanatana Goswami. For almost 2 months, if you see the maximum amount of shiksha of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is Sanatana Shiksha. For 2 months, I will just discuss a small fraction of that with the limited time we have, Sanatana Shiksha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually the conversation began with Sanatana Goswami asking, Gramya Vivare Pandit Kori Mani Apana Hit Ahit Kichu Nahi Jani. My Lord, people call me a Pandit, a great learned person, but I do not even know who I am. Why are the threefold miseries troubling me? Lord Chaitanya shows through Sanatana Goswami how a disciple should behave towards his spiritual master. Sanatana Goswami is humbling himself. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita we see that Arjuna, when Arjuna was speaking in the first chapter, Krishna was quiet. But in the second chapter when Arjuna says, Karpanya dosho pahato svabhava prichami tvam dharma sammudachet, that I do not know what is my duty, then Lord Krishna starts speaking. So Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. The same mood we find Sanatana Goswami towards Lord Chaitanya as Arjuna towards Krishna. Once Haigiru Prabhu was telling the story, he had a dream. Prabhupada had a dream. I saw in the dream that Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And then the dream changed and I saw you are speaking to me. The Prabhupada said, yes, that is perfect. There is no difference between hearing from Krishna and hearing from a devotee. This is parampara. So Lord Chaitanya answered very beautifully in great detail. He explained, first question was, Ke Ami, who am I? And Lord Chaitanya said, Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. The living being is an eternal servant of Krishna. And why are the threefold miseries inflicted? Lord Chaitanya explained that when the living entity is averse to serving Krishna, he is punished by Maya. Krishna Bhuliya Jiva Bhoga Vancha Kare Pashatiya Maya Tare Japatatiya. That when when the living entity forgets Krishna, he is thrown in this material world. Lord Chaitanya explained to him different aspects of Krishna consciousness. He also told one very beautiful story. Once Lord Brahma came to meet Krishna in Dwarka. As you know, Dwarkadish, yesterday Maharaj was explaining Krishna in the opulence. So Brahmaji came and wanted to meet Krishna. The gatekeepers conveyed to Krishna that Brahmaji wants to meet you. So Lord Krishna asked, Kona Brahma Aila? Which Brahma? So when our local Brahmaji, that is, our Brahmaji is the one with the least number of heads, that is 4 heads. Then Brahmaji heard the news, Kona Brahma Aila, he was shocked. He was thinking, I am the only Brahma. He said, Kona Brahma Aila, is there any other Brahma except me? Please tell that the father of the 4 Kumaras, that Brahma has come. So when Krishna got the news, he told, let him come, no problem. So Lord Brahma came in, offered his obeisances. Then Krishna asked him, is everything okay? Can you imagine asking Brahma everything is okay? How much management he has to do? It's much more than any yatra management or management of businesses. Brahmaji has so many billions of living beings. Can you imagine? How many human beings are there on this planet now? 6 billion? Huh? 7.3 billion. By the time you said it, it must have become 7.4 also. And for every person in the night, there are 10 mosquitoes coming. So how many mosquitoes are there? And all the insects and all this. So Brahmaji has a lot of management responsibility. But yesterday Maharaj was explaining, he also wanted to become Haridas Thakur. So Brahmaji said, that I will answer later on. But please tell me, you asked which Brahma, is there any other Brahma besides me? And the Lord Krishna just signaled and so many Brahmas came. Prabhupada said there was one Brahma of 10 heads, 20 heads, 1000 heads. And there was one Brahma with 10 million heads. Can you imagine if this 10 million head Brahma comes to our yatra? How much the pandal will look so? See, if he takes a U-turn, yeah. Hare Krishna, we cannot even imagine. We cannot. Sometimes we think that, a person with less faith may think it's not possible. But for Krishna, everything is possible. And all the Brahmas simultaneously offered their pranam. And then our Brahmaji was thinking, he was feeling like a rabbit in a herd of elephants. Can you imagine if there's a conference of elephants and a rabbit attends? So how will rabbit talk to me? Haribol, Haribol. Then Brahmaji understood that I'm insignificant. Yesterday Maharaj was explaining so beautifully the point about Lord Brahma's prayers. There's a very beautiful verse which I remembered. Lord Brahma is saying, Athapi te deva padambuja prasada lesha anugrat evahi janati tatvan bhagavan mahim. My dear Lord, one who has received even a trace of your mercy, he can understand. Otherwise no one can understand Krishna except by the mercy of Krishna. Sanatana Goswami was blessed for 2 months. During that process of discussion, Lord Chaitanya explained to him the different items of bhakti. Lord Chaitanya also told him that if a living being even once says, oh my dear Lord, I am yours. Please everybody say, oh Radha Madan Mohan, I am yours. I surrender to you. Lord Chaitanya said, Krishna toma bole yadi ek bar, Krishna kare tare par. That means even if a living being once says, I am yours, then Krishna will take care of him. And Lord Chaitanya gives the example of Ramayana, one story. You know that beautiful story? Sakrit eva prapanna tavasmi iti yachati. This story from Ramayana. When just before the battle of Ramayana, Vibhishan, the great Vaishnav devotee, the brother of Ravan, very interesting family, ne? Ravan, Kumbhakaran, Shurpanakha, completely different category. And Vibhishan is, according to them, Asat Sangha, Vibhishan is to be rejected. Everything is relative. So Vibhishan tries to convince his brother Ravan to join ISKCON, to come to consciousness, to Ram consciousness, you know. But in fact, the son of Ravan, Indrajit, speaks very harsh words. insulting Vibhishan. And Vibhishan is decided, now we'll leave. So he decides to quit with six of his followers. And you know, Vibhishan, he also had Rakshasa powers. He's flying in the sky from Sri Lanka to Rameshwaram, where all the monkeys are gathered preparing for the battle. At that time, all the monkeys, especially the main monkeys like Sugriva, Hanuman, and Jambavant, these were like VMC, Vanar Management Committee, you know. So Sugriva was like the president. So Sugriva became very alarmed. Ah, Rakshas, some Rakshas is coming. They took up stones and boulders and about to attack him. But Vibhishan spoke, yes, I am a Rakshasa, but I am coming to take shelter of Ram. Please take me to the lotus feet of Lord Ram. So then they went to Lord Ramchandra, and Vibhishan was made to wait outside. And all the Vanars, they went and prayed, reported to the Lord. Should we accept him or not? Vibhishan wants to surrender to you. Lord Ram, like a good leader, he does not take decisions alone. He asked his assistants. He asked Sugriva, Jambavanta, Nala, Neela, and Hanumanji, what is the opinion? And Sugriva said, ah, dangerous. He could be a spy. You know, a Pakistan se aaya hai, you know. He has come from Sri Lanka. So maybe he has got some ill motives. Maybe he is a spy. He will go and report our arrangements of the monkey soldiers. We should not take it. Then Lord Ram asked others, and some of them said, we should be accepted and we should see his behavior and, you know, see if he's fit for. Then Lord Ram asked Hanumanji, what is your opinion? And Hanumanji said, I have observed him very clearly. He should be accepted. And Lord Ram gave his decision. I accept Vibhishan in our army. But Sugriva was again alarmed because he was thinking, no, my lord, please, you know, today he is coming here, tomorrow he may again go back, you know. At that time, Lord Ram spoke that famous verse. He said to Sugriva, do you not know my power? With a single tip of my finger, I can destroy the whole universe. Just like this, you know. Entire Maharashtra, Pune, Kataraj, camp, Nigdi, Bombay, Kolhapur, US, America, all just with one touch. And next moment, I can again create it. Same buildings also, same house, same lockers also. In one moment. And then Lord Ram spoke that famous verse. Anybody knows that verse? Sakrideva prapanna tavasmiti yachate dadamita pratamama. Sundarshyam Prabhu is actually a very wonderful preacher and a learned scholar. Out of humility, he is sitting down. But I am very respectful towards him. Sakrideva prapanna, that means even if one says, even once, oh my lord, I am yours, I surrender to you. Says, even if once you say, especially if you say in Vrindavan Dham, Madan Mohan temple with the sun and the all 10 directions of the witness, I am yours. Lord Ram says, I will never reject him. I will never reject him. What to speak of Vibhishan, even if Ravan, that 10-headed Rakshasa who kidnapped my wife, even if Ravan comes to take shelter of me, I will never reject him. Such is the merciful nature of Lord Ram and Lord Krishna. And what to speak of Lord Chaitanya, he is even more merciful than Lord Krishna and Lord Ram. All we have to do is just surrender to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by taking shelter of the Holy Name. Later on, Sanatana Goswami met Lord Chaitanya in Puri, and he was so humble. Once Lord Chaitanya called him for prasad and Sanatan came running. There were two ways to come. One was a very nice, cool way with the shade of the trees, a nice breeze blowing near the Jagannath temple. And another way was through the ocean beach with sand hot in the month of May and June. It got blisters on the feet. And Sanatan chose to come by the sea beach. And Lord Chaitanya asked Sanatan, Kona patha aila, which way did you come? And Sanatan said, I came by the sea beach. And Lord Chaitanya asked Sanatan, why did you not come by this cool breeze way? Sanatan said, I am so sinful. If any of the pujaris were to see me or accidentally touch me, they would become contaminated and they would not be fit to do worship. Can you imagine the humility of Sanatan? How many of us can think like this, that anybody who sees me will become contaminated? Many of them, anybody who sees me, they become purified because I'm chanting. Yeah. But Sanatana was thinking, and what did Lord Chaitanya say? Please repeat after me. Yet, what is that verse? Yadyapi tumi hao jagat pavana, toma dekhe pavitra hai devamuni gana. Lord Chaitanya is telling Sanatan, you are Jagat Pavan. Anybody who sees you becomes purified. Toma dekhe pavitra hai deva munigan. Even the demigods, they become purified just by seeing you. But you are observing this etiquette. This is your humility. In one story, Lord Sanatana Goswami was thinking that, you know, what is the use of my life? I think I should commit suicide. You know, Lord Chaitanya is embracing me, and you know, I have got this disease of itching sores, this pus coming out of my body. And Lord Chaitanya is forcibly touching me, and you know, all the contamination is coming. I'm committing apradhs. What should I do? I think the best thing is Lord Jagannath Rath is coming out. I will lie down in front of the Rath, give up my body in a holy place, looking at Lord Jagannath, and go back to the spiritual world. But Lord Chaitanya is the omniscient Lord. He came to Sanatana and said, Sanatana, deha tyag yadi Krishna paye. If by giving up your body you can attain Krishna, I'd be willing to give up my body millions of times. Deha tyag Krishna nahi paye, Krishna paye bhajaner. Krishna cannot be attained by giving up body, but is attained by bhajan, by not bhojan. Bhojan of course is important. To do bhajan we cannot do without bhajan, both are connected. But bhajan, bhajan means the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Sanatana Goswami, he was so moved by this Lord Chaitanya's teaching. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami that among all the types of bhajan, bhajan means basically devotional service, the 9 kinds of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. And then Lord Chaitanya told, Taramade Sarvashreshta Nama Sankirtan Niraparade Namalaye Paye Premade. There are so many different kinds of devotional service. The most important is to chant the holy name. Niraparad. Niraparad means without offense. So Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that we many times commit offenses in chanting. How to overcome offenses? Srila Prabhupada explains, by taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, we can overcome offenses. Chaitanya Nityananda nahi esa vichar, naam laite prem de bahi ashruda. In chanting of Krishna's name, there is fear of offenses. Even if you chant Hare Krishna for 108 years, every day 108 malas, still you will not get love for God because of offenses. But if one takes shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, aparada dure jabe pabe premadhan, doyal nitai Chaitanya bole nacharyam. By taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, that is why we begin every mala by first taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya. By chanting Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta. We first take shelter. Not only we just say the mantra, but we should remember those personalities. Sometimes we are in such great hurry that we just say Jai Shri Krishna Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We are just crossing over. But actually taking shelter, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas, by praying, by begging, like yesterday Maharaj was explaining, that begging for the mercy of the Acharyas. Here we will be going now to Sanatana Goswami's Samadhi, we will be begging, praying, may Vaishnava Thakur please give us. Ekaki amara nahi paya bala Hari Nama Sankirtan. Alone, I do not have strength to chant the holy name. But if you give me mercy, then I can chant. So the essence of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami is in taking shelter of the holy name. And we can do so offenselessly by taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In one very beautiful lecture, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining an initiation ceremony. And when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, with every bead, we should be contemplating, touching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Lord Chaitanya is actually the person who can give us entrance into the realm of the holy name. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can attain love for Krishna. Vrindavan Dham is attained not by directly approaching Radha Krishna, but through the mercy of Gaur Nitai. And in conclusion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, now you go and establish temples and write books. Sanatana Goswami came to Vrindavan. And as you know this story, we are running short of time, but I think most of you know the story of how Madan Mohan came here. This deity was actually worshipped, first installed by Vajranabh, then worshipped by Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya actually found this deity nearby, that the Advaita Vat. He worshipped. Then he gave it to Purushottam Chaube. And Sanatana Goswami, when he was doing Madhukari, he came to the house of Purushottam Chaube, and that Brahmana was chastising Madan Mohan. Sanatana Goswami had just written a book on how to take care of the deities. And there was no part on chastising the Lord. So he told, you should not chastise. The next day the Lord told Sanatana, now you accept my service. And Lord Sanatana said, I don't have anything. The Lord said, it doesn't matter, whatever you give. So Sanatana Goswami would take care of the Lord. He would just give him bati, that is, you know, atta, cooked, baked, without any salt. And after a few days, Lord told, Sanatana, you are giving me this nice bati. Why don't you give me a little salt? Sanatana said, now you are asking for salt. Then you will ask for sugar. This is all I have. This is all I can give. And later on, we know the story that boatman, his boat was struck here. And by Sanatana prayers, the boat was saved. And that merchant actually contributed to building this temple. Actually, it was much more bigger before. This temple is specially dear to Radhanath Maharaj, so much so that in our GV farm Vada, the plan is to have 7 temples, but the first temple is Radha Madan Mohan. And if you see, the Maharaj's heart is in that temple. Every time he comes there, he first goes to see Madan Mohan. So this is a Vaishnava. He wants to, like yesterday Maharaj was saying, how Prabhupada made every place into Vrindavan. The same way His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has taken the mood of Vrindavan and applied it there in GV, and that has become also Vrindavan. Actually, wherever a pure devotee goes, that is Vrindavan. And I'll end with one comment of Prabhupada from a lecture by Prabhupada in Vrindavan. Prabhupada says, how to create Vrindavan? Prabhupada says, whenever a devotee sincerely chants the holy name, that place becomes Vrindavan. Every day when we sit for japa, we can pray to Sanatana Goswami, we can pray to initiating spiritual master, we can pray to Prabhupada and all the acharyas to give us a drop of that mercy so we can chant in the proper mood so that our heart becomes Vrindavan. It's already Vrindavan, but it's covered and become manifest. Let us offer this prayer at the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan, at the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami, that we can develop some love for the holy name, love for Madan Mohan, and understand our sambandha, our relationship with the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. I just end with one story which I really wanted to say. When Sanatana Goswami was about to have his feast, Vyas Puja, Rupa Goswami was preparing, but he didn't have anything. He didn't have rice and milk and sugar, everything else was there. So everybody knows the story. One beautiful gopi came and brought some rice and sugar and milk, and Rupa Goswami cooked the kheer and gave to Sanatana Goswami. And that gopi was Srimati Radharan. So similarly, we want to offer the kheer of the holy name, but we don't have the rice of the holy name, the sugar of Trinadapi Sunichena. So you can pray to Madan Mohan, please give me the quality of Trinadapi Sunichena, Taro River Sahishnuna. That quality of Sanatana and Haridas Thakur, so that our chanting can become dear to the Lord and we can attain the mercy of the Lord. Let us offer this prayer also at the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan and Sanatana Goswami. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम, वेरी लाउडली प्लीज, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम, सो मच सो दैट साउंड शुड गो टिल द पंडाल लाउडली, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। श्री राधा मदन मोहन की जय, श्री सनातन गोस्वामी की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, जय जय श्री राधे। श्याम, आई एम डिफीटेड, थैंक यू वेरी मच, हरे कृष्ण।
Hare Krishna. So we will be going to four many more places. How many of you are there when we were there at Kaliyad Ghat? Raise your hand. Okay, most of you are there. So that is the place where Krishna performed that past time, and then we are coming here. So when Krishna was in the coils of Kaliyad, it was for around 48 minutes. So because of that, being in the cold waters of Yamuna as well as the cold bodied Kaliyad, serpents are famous for their cold bodies. So because of that, Krishna was feeling very cold. Lord has all the feelings, is a person, absolute sentient. Thou has proved impersonal calamity, thou has removed. Prabhupada said in glorification of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Krishna is a person, especially as his Leela. So he felt very cold. So this is the spot, this highest place. So this is where he came. This is called a Dwadasha Aditya Tila. So Tila means a hill, a part of a little mountain. And this is where he came, and in order to relieve him of his cold, 12 suns simultaneously manifested here. Dwadasha Aditya. So we have those. How many of you do Surya Namaskar? Okay, so maybe having Om Suryaya Namaha and all that. So all the 12 suns manifested here. So much so that Krishna profusely perspired. And when he perspired, the sweat from his body went down the hill from here in the Yamuna. So there found another kunda called as Praskandan Kunda. So the part of this side, this is all Praskandan Kunda. Earlier there was water here, but because Yamuna has receded, gone backward, so that's why we don't have that now here. But spiritually it is still manifest here. So that pastime happened here. Krishna lied down here and 12 suns simultaneously manifested. He sweat and the sweat formed Praskandan Kunda. So this is the place here. And when Sanatan Goswami, as Prabhuji said in the lecture, Advaita Acharya, he got the deity of Madan Gopal, same as Madan Mohan. I read in one book yesterday that when installation was happening, so that time Sanatan Goswami, knowing that Vajranath had originally installed Madan Mohanji, and this is the same deity, so the same Madan Gopal he named as Madan Mohanji. So Advaita Acharya found that deity below one Advaita word. We will be going on our Parikrama Mar after Sanatan Goswami Samadhi. We will go there. So that's where he found the deity. And Sanatan Goswami had no place for residence. All the six Goswamis, they are just all around. They had no place, no house, nothing. Bhajan Kutir also, they had eventually, because of the requirements of writing books and all that. So initially he had nothing. So this was the place where Sanatan Goswami was residing. So from here we will be going for the Bhajan Kutir of Sanatan Goswami. And he had no place where to keep Madan Mohanji. When he got Madan Mohanji from Purushottam Chaube in Mathura, when Advaita Acharya had to go back to Navadvip, he wanted to take also Radha Madan Mohan or Radha Madan Gopal, Madan Gopalji with him. But then Lord indicated to him, no, I needed to be here. Now Vajranav installed me here in Vrindavan, I cannot leave this place. So you may proceed, let me be here. So he was wondering what to do. Then he handed over the details to Mathura Brahmin. His name is Purushottam Chaube, Chaturvedi Brahmin. So he was given. And eventually the deities were, they came to Sanatan Goswami, as Prabhuji nicely told, how he had written the book and he found deities were being cared for by Purushottam Chaubey in Vatsalya Ras, which Sanatana Goswami in the Leela was unaware of. So then he handed over the duties to Madan Mohanji to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was having the duties on this tree here, in that there was one hollow of the tree. So he was keeping the duties there and he was worshipping. And as Prabhuji said, the duties were asking for little salt, and Sanatana Goswami said, "No, I don't have, I have not come for all these reasons. I have four tasks, services given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today you are asking for salt, tomorrow you will ask for ghee, and I cannot do all this. If you want, take this and all that." So then Lord said, "Okay, fine, I am okay here." So for Sanatana Goswami's sake, because he has to go down for drinking water and all, Lord with his flute inserted it in the ground and made one Venu Koop. So that Koop is also here, that well, small well. Little bit covered now, but they have one tap there. So then some devotee, yellow cap devotee, can sprinkle water on devotees and they can take that water. So that is here, and this is the place where Madan Mohanji was eventually installed. As Prabhuji said, that Ramdas Kapoor, when his boat was stuck in Yamuna, he came here. He was frantic, he was wondering what to do now. All my property stuck in that. So Madan Mohanji would only play around in all this area as a small boy. There are many pastimes of him rendering, doing so many services, so many pastimes. So when the person Ramdas Kapoor came, sometimes it is said he was from Punjab, Multan, sometimes it is said he was from other part of India. But he came here and he asked that boy, "Could you please help me in this regard?" He said, "What can I do? I'm a small boy. But up there is one Baba, Sanatana Baba. Could you meet him? He is a great devotee. He can help you in all possible ways." So Sanatana Goswami was made by Ramdas Kapoor, and then he said, "Could you please help?" He said, "What can I do? I'm a mending and I have nothing. But you pray to my Madan Mohanji in the form of deity, then he will do everything." So as soon as Ramdas Kapoor prayed sincerely, immediately it is said there was thundering and immediately black clouds came and so much rainfall here that immediately the Yamuna water level rose up and then the ship was released and he was very happy and he offered so many things to Sanatana Goswami. He said, I need nothing. So he went to Agra, he sold all that items and he got lot of profit. He came back here and he said, "I need to render some service." So he said, "Okay, build one nice monument, nice temple for Madan Mohanji. He has nothing here, I am just keeping him in the hollow of the tree. So please arrange something." So then Ramdas Kapoor got this very nicely built. Eventually there were some repairs were done when there was some cracks and all that. So this is that place. So this is a very holy place, as Prabhuji said. He is Sambandha Acharya, Sanatana Goswami, and this is Sambandha Vigraha, Madan Mohanji. Our relationship with the Lord cannot be struck, cannot begin unless we sincerely pray to Radha Madan Mohanji. And as much as we sincerely pray, that much our relationship will become stronger and stronger. Prabhupada wrote the books for that reason only, so that we all understand clearly our own position and Krishna's position and our relationship with Him. Jivera Swarupo hai, Krishna ra Nitya Das. Sanatana Goswami was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sanatana Shiksha. So we have to understand our relationship, and without getting the blessings of Madan Mohanji, we won't be able to understand this relationship very nicely. So these are very, very important details. It's our great fortune we would have Katha over here today. So from here down the hill, we'll go to Sanatana Goswami's Samadhi. He left his body in Chakaleshwar Mahadev place. When we go for Govardhan Parikrama on 3rd November, all 6,000-7,000 devotees will be going that day, last day. So that day, we'll be going to Chakaleshwar Mahadev area. Just next to that is the Kutir, that time, Samadhi place, or that time the Bhajan Kutir of Sanatana Goswami in Govardhan area. And that's where he left his body, and then the body was brought in procession over here in that place. Just next to his deities, Madan Mohanji's area, his body was kept in the Samadhi. So that is Samadhi Mandir of Sanatana Goswami. Just in that corner only there is Tapan Mishra Samadhi and Chandrasekhar Acharya Samadhi. And other corner there is Grantha Samadhi. It is said that this is the only Grantha Samadhi of all the holy books written by our Acharya like Rupa Goswami. They were esoteric books of Radha Krishna, divine pastime, but mundane souls of Kali Yuga cannot understand them properly. Jiva Goswami went through all those books, understood, thoroughly assimilated, and then he has given in the books what we can digest. But then he thought it wise not to keep the books for others to get exposed and unnecessarily misunderstand the Radha Krishna pastime. So he put them all in Grantha Samadhi area. So when you enter the Samadhi area for Sanatana Goswami, you will find his Samadhi there. On the right side, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya Samadhi. On the extreme left, there is one somewhat huge structure, that is Grantha Samadhi. So we will take darshan of that whole area and then we will proceed to Advaita Vat. Below that Vat, that's where Advaita Acharya found Madan Gopalji, who while installing Sanatana Goswami named as Madan Mohanji. then we'll go out and we'll go to Himli Tala. So that is the place Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would every day come in the morning. When he was here for 2 months of Kartik and next month, when he was here in Vrindavan in 1515, he was staying in Akrura Ghat, that side. But every day he would feel it better to come here. And at Himli Tala, he would sit there facing Yamuna, who was here only that time. He would meditate, he would chant on his beats every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Hare, Hare
Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In his visit to Aritagram, that Radhakund area, he found out those two kundas, Radhakund and Shyamkund. He eventually went to Nandagram, he went up the hill, Nandishwar hill, and he found out Nandamara, Yashoda Mai, Krishna Balram. But more than that, this Himli Tal is dear to him. Because that place, Shyamkund, Radhakund in particular, Krishna and Radharani would meet every day. And that is Sambandha, that is Sambhog place. But this place is Vipralamba, where Radharani would feel separation from Krishna, that he is not here, my Lord is not here. I am feeling separation from him. So Radharani, many pastimes are there. All that Sharad Purnima time, Krishna played on his flute in Vamsivat area. And the gopis came, and this is all Rasamandal area, in Sevakul. This is where they had very prominent Raslila. So all these places we are going, we may go just go and we may see the houses, we may see the garden, grass. But actually these are all very, very holy places. So Raslila has happened all over this bank of Yamuna. Like you know, when Raslila was happening, Krishna suddenly disappeared and the gopis detected what happened. So then he is gone with one more gopi. So that all these pastimes are on this bank of Yamuna only. I cannot tell now all the details, but he found there, then they went there ahead, then they found only that gopi was crying, Radharani was crying. They asked her what happened, then she told how she felt, she's so special, and then Krishna left her. So that place is also here only. Then Krishna was found ahead. So Himli Tal is the place where Krishna meditated on Srimati Radharani, and Krishna's dark complexion became golden complexion. Gopis were surprised, what is this form, so beautiful. He said that how I would be coming in Kali Yuga as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that pastime happened here. And similarly, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he would come here, every day in the morning he would chant till afternoon. Then only he would go back to Akrura Ghat. So when he would be residing here, that time once, while meditating on these deep feelings of his separation from Krishna, Radha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna, became dark complexion, Shyam Sundar. So that pastime happened at Himli Tal, very, very special place. So that original tree is not there, but offspring is there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful deity form is there. That's where he would sit, chant his on his rounds, on his beats, facing at Yamuna. Then we'll go ahead to Shringarvat place. That is also famous as Nityananda Vat. In the Rasila only, Krishna would sometimes dress, or he would do decoration for Srimati Radharani. He would comb her hair, put ornaments, would put garland, so many things. So all those things, Shringarvat is the place, Shringar, that is decoration, Krishna did for Srimati Radharani. And when Nityananda Prabhu came, Nityananda Prabhu resided over here. He visited so many places in Vrindavan, and eventually he waited, he halted, he stayed here in that Shringarvat place. That's what they call Nityananda Vat also. He would do pastimes with the cowherd boys here in Vrindavan. And when he came to know, eventually it was revealed to him that his Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip has begun Sankirtan movement. So this is the right time for him to join his Lord, to assist him in his pastime. So that time Nityananda Prabhu left Vrindavan and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Navadvip. So that place of Nityananda Prabhu's residence is also there. When we go there, Shringarvat will find, backside is there is some dust area, one rectangular structure is there, so that's where Nityananda Prabhu would be residing. So we'll visit that place, then we'll come out, then we'll be entering in very busy area of Vrindavan. Small lanes, and there will be thousands of pilgrims, plus all of us, hundreds of us. So it will be all jam. I don't know how we'll be together. It's very difficult. But after that, we'll be going to Radha Damodar temple. Radha Shyam Sundar first? Radha Damodar first. So Radha Damodar temple is the place where Jiva Goswami was given these deities of Damodarji by Rupa Goswami personally carved. The original deities have gone to Jaipur. Many of these deities, where the temples were attacked by Aurangzeb, so that's why the deities had to be carried from here to Radhakund area. And that's why all these temples are there also. Madan Mohanji, Gopinath, all these temples are there. Eventually they were moved to Kamyavan, and there also there are temples of Govindji, Gopinathji, and then from there they were taken to Jaipur. Some of the deities remained here only. Radha Shyam Sundar being small, personally given by Radharani to Shamanand Pandit. They were very small. That is, they manifested from the heart of Radharani. That's why he was also named as Shamananda. She also put tilak with her nupur on his forehead. So that is Radha Shyam Sundar. They are here, and Ramanadev, they are hardly 1 foot in height. They manifested to Gopal Bhattu Goswami. He had only Shaligram Shilas, whom he had obtained from
Nepal.
So he, on one day, Narsingh Chaturdashi day, he, because so many rich merchants would come and they would give nice ornaments, dresses for the deities. So he was feeling that how nice it would have been if I had my deities and could have put nice dressing to them, dresses to them and decoration. I have Shaligram Shilas and I cannot put dresses to them. So because he had that desire, and especially on Narsingh Chaturdashi day, he very sincerely prayed that, oh Lord, for the sake of Prahlad, you manifested from pillar, so you could manifest in some way. So then next day morning he went to take bath in Yamuna. When he came back, one of the Shaligram Shilas only from that Ramanadev had manifested. Even now if you see the back of Ramanadev, that gives indication of how he has manifested from that Shaligram Shila. Other relevant Shilas remained like that, but this one Shila manifested at Ramanadev. And next to the Ramanadev only on the altar we will find one crown is kept. So that is indicative of Srimati Radharani. As such, Radharani is there in the heart of Ramanadev, but they also have put a crown there. So that is Ramanadev temple, but we will go to Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Damodar. So in the Radha Damodar temple also it is very crowded. There are so many other deities there. Radha Child Chicken of
Bhugarbha
Goswami, then Radha
Madhav
Jai Goswami, Radha
Vrindavan
Chandra of
Krishnadas
Kaviraj Goswami. You will find them all. And there is also one Govardhan Shila there. As Prabhuji said, when Sanatana Goswami would do long parikrama of 28 kilometers, even in the old days, now he would not be able to walk, then also he would be very much determined. Then Lord personally manifested and said, oh Sanatana, now it's not required. You can just take off now. Enough now. He said, no, I have to do this. Then Lord climbed on one hill of Govardhan and played on his flute. Immediately the stone below melted and his footprints were imprinted there. And those he gifted to Sanatana Goswami. He said, you just do 4 times parikrama of this, and that is as good as doing whole Govardhan parikrama. So in the last days, Sanatana Goswami would do that parikrama. So that stone, that Giriraj stone, that is there also in the Radha Damodar complex. Behind we have Jiva Goswami's Samadhi place. That's where he left his body. So his body is there in Samadhi. Then Pushpa Samadhi of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is there. Their deity, their Samadhis are there at Radhakund also. But Pushpa Samadhi is there in Radha Damodar temple. Then there is Pushpa Samadhi of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, King Birambir, who had originally stolen the literatures of the Goswamis. His Samadhi is also there. Then Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi, both are there. While residing in his rooms in Radha Damodar, from the window, Prabhupada would be able to see the Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami and the Samadhi. So that holy place is there. They have nicely renovated. And in one corner there is Bhugarbha Goswami's Samadhi also. So when we do one parikrama, so we will accomplish all those holy sites over there. Prabhupada's rooms are there, room and the kitchen. Kitchen he would take prasad, he would offer bhoga to the Lord. And there is room also where he would write. And that is the place where Prabhupada, almost the whole of first canto, he wrote over there. And while residing in Vrindavan, he completed it all. So that is his place. So from there we will come out and then we will go ahead to Shamananda Nupur Stali, where he got the Nupur of Srimati Radharani. Now he was such a scholarly person under the tutelage of Jiva Goswami, him, then Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. So they, when they were there, thus they had some services also to be done. So Shamananda Pandit Samadhi was, Seva was to clean the whole Seva Kunj area. It's a huge area. What we see today is very small, but he would be cleaning the whole thing personally with broom. So when he was cleaning, he found one very beautiful anklet. And he found, he understood this is not some ordinary anklet, some ordinary woman. This is very special. He kept with him and he kept cleaning. Then eventually, Srimati Radharani, who had performed pastime there in the night, she found her anklet is missing. So she told Lalita Sakhi, Lalita Sakhi, just go and get it back. When she came and asked Ramanand Pandit, he said, I have it, but I will give it only to your mistress who has lost it. I will not give it to any other lady. Then she went back and Radharani came back. And then now Shamana Pandit is going to receive that anklet of Srimati Radharani. He is going to give to her. But one cannot go just like that. So Radharani arranged one nice kunda and Shyamananda was requested to take bath, and then he came out as in his original form as Kanaka Manjari, that is his original form in the spiritual world. And he was he gave the anklet to Radharani, and with that anklet Radharani put a mark on his forehead. That became famous as Shyamanandi Tilak. Sometimes some Vaishnavas will find wearing that Shyamanandi Tilak. So then he was also given the name Shyamananda by Srimati Radharani, and from her heart only manifested Shyamasundar deities, whom she gifted to him. And all these things were told to him to keep it confidential, not to reveal. That's why there was some later time when he changed his name from Dukhi Krishna Das to Shyamanand Pandit, there was objection. His spiritual master, Chaitanya, in Ambika Kalna, when he came to know, he came here and said, what is this happening and all that. He had some conversation with Jiva Goswami, who revealed to him how these confidential things are there related to Radharani and Shyamanand Pandit. So that's why all these things are there. So then Hriday Chaitanya was very happy when he returned back to Ambika Kalna, and Shyamananda Prabhu was continuing to serve the deities of Shyamasundar. So those deities are there currently in the Radha Shyamasundar temple. When you enter, you will find the huge deities of Radha Shyamasundar, but they are not of Shyamananda Pandit, they are the deities of Baldev Vidya Bhushan. And when you are looking at Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Radha Shyamasundar, big deities, in the right corner you will find Radha Shyamasundar of Shyamananda Pandit, they are smaller size. And on this side also there are another deities of some other Goswami. So that is the end. In the premises only there is Shyamananda Pandit Bhajan Kuti. Because these Goswamis, they did not have places to reside, and they wanted their bhajan to be undisturbed. So they would go inside the ground. So he was having such samadhi, such Bhajan Kuti. He would go deep in the ground. That is called as his bhajan kuti. Now we will not be able to go there. If you all go, then our bhajan, other bhajan.
We will lose bhajan then.
Yes, this is most appropriate. And before bhajan, we have also serving seva. Lunch prasadam serving. How many of you did sabji cutting today? Haribo, I am very grateful from the core of my heart. I wish I would have been there. I also wish to do that, but I could not be there because some other services. But I am very grateful to you all for rendering this service. That sabji after offering. It will be served to so many devotees, so it's a great thing that you did. So how many will be there for lunch prasadam serving? We need around 60 plus volunteers as such. So please be there on time. By 11:30, hopefully our darshans will get closed. The last darshan being at Radha Shyamasundar temple. Then either walking in Harinam Sankirtan procession, we'll go back. Those of you who wish to have auto or whatever, you may go by those means also. So this is that about these places we told. And then one more thing, tomorrow morning we will be going to Sri Barsana Dham. Very very holy place. Brahmaji himself desired to be taking the dust of all the residents of Srimati Radharani's place. So he manifested his four heads in the form of four hills, Mangad, Dandad, Angad and Vilasgad. And we will see all the holy places there, Morkuti, Krishna Kund, Radha Sarovar, then Man Bihari temple. First time we will get to hear from the speaker. Then Kushal Bihari temple is very beautiful, palatial building, built only for having Radharani as a place. But when Radharani revealed to the king that I wish to be back in my original place, though old and dilapidated, I wish to be there, not in this place. The king at once was agreeing. Oh Lord, let thy will be done. So Srimati Radharani, let thy will be done. You wish to be in the Lalila temple? Fine. So you be there. So such a beautiful monument, beautiful palatial building. But Radharani did not agree, and the king was completely okay with it, happy that let her be there. Then some other Kushal Bihari deities were installed over there. And famous place, Srimati Radharani's place, Sriji temple, Lali Lal temple. So that all we'll cover. We'll Morkuti, one blind man. He was revealed by Srimati Radharani to draw their painting of Radha Krishna in the form of peacocks dancing. He said, I am blind, how can I do that? So then he was told, don't worry, everything required will be done. You just endeavor from your side. So he got some paint, this, that. Blind man, can you imagine? With eyes also, many of us will. But peacock is drawn, people will say, what is this? You know, bull. What is this bull doing here? So drawing peacock is so difficult. You know, so he could draw it all by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. That beautiful painting is still existing. There we'll go to that hillock also. There is Sankari Kaur there. Radharani would play. So many pastimes are there. Tomorrow is day for getting direct mercy of Srimati Radharani. You can embrace the trees there. I have seen in the yatra so many times. Maharaj would embrace. If time was there, he would have kept embracing all the trees. But at least few trees on the way when you would go in Parikrama. Lord Empress. We can embrace the trees there and pray to them that give us devotion for Radha Krishna. Srimati Radharani's place. Tomorrow is abundant mercy of Srimati Radharani. Today also, but tomorrow in particular we will be going to Shri Parasanana. So time we could see there outside that campus where we are there. What is the time we will be leaving? Buses will be leaving. So be on time, because otherwise we get stuck in traffic. If Katha time reduces, then darshans need to be fast in case we get delayed. There are some things beyond our control. Everything is beyond control only. But we think some things are within our control. So one of the things we think is within our control is we could reach there before time or on time, so that everything proceeds according to our calculation. But everything is under Radharani. So we can pray to her, that is the best. So we will proceed from here now in Harinam Sankirtan. And we will go in lines as far as is possible.
Yes,
and those who remain behind, you already know the places, pastime places. So you can take darshan and reach there by 12 or before 12 for serving in particular. And others who are not in part of serving, they go to reach by 1 o'clock.
And just last thing about this deity, Madan Mohan, the original deity is now in Karoli. I forgot to tell that this deity, as Prabhuji explained, because of the Mughal attack, they were shifted to Jaipur. And then the Jaipur king, his daughter, the princess, was married to the prince of Karoli. So when the father asked the daughter, what do you want in dowry? So she did not ask for any refrigerator or... And she said, I want Madan Mohan. So the original deities of Madan Mohan are in Karoli. And actually, the pujari of Karoli, very few people can touch the deity. That same pujari who is worshipping Madan Mohan, even his son cannot do puja. But he came to Vada and installed the deity of Madan Mohan. Actually, initially they were not allowing to make measurements also, but by the sincere efforts of devotees under guidance of Maharaj, they did the measurement, made the deities, and whoever comes there, they just say that it's not like Madan Mohan, it is Madan Mohan. He is Madan Mohan. So after all of you know this story. So Karoli, so one devotee told Radhanath Maharaj, now there is no need to go to Karoli. So Maharaj said, no, I did not say like this. You can go whenever, but this is it. Thank
you. Just one more announcement. Kids zone is starting from today, and the registration will be between 1 to 4.30 p.m. 1 p.m. to 4.30 p.m. And kids zone, this is for registration, and kids zone time is from 4.30 p.m. to 7.30 p.m. So to our kids,
we are all kids.
We are all kids. Register us also there. But we will sit with Maharaj. Maharaj is our father. Those of us who know, so we will sit with him. But those who have their
own... Bible says that only one who thinks himself a child can go back to Godhead, you know, child. Sundar Shamprabhu understood the point.
Hare Krishna. So we will go in Harinam Sankirtan. And those, some of the senior devotees, we request them, when Katha goes on, that time they can be watching carefully and see the kids and all that, whether they are safe or not. Best is the parents only look after their children. But in case the parents are thinking that they are children, so then those who are seniors, see that some parents' children are going in a little dangerous zone, please protect those children.
I was trying to go to Govardhan, but I didn't come to the bottle. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Madan Mohan Radha.